Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf Yud Gimel in the Oizvader edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Beis. Says the Gemara, Tse v'leket lecho estrim te'eni mishali. Someone tells his friend, go take 20 figs from me, v'ani me'malek kreisi mishalcho, and I want to go and eat from you all I can eat, as much as I want. So the din is, Hamimalis Kreisa, the one who's eating as much as he wants, Potter, doesn't have to do Maaser. V'oichel b'minyan chayav, the one who's taking 20 is chayav. So the Gemara is going to try to understand what's the difference between these two people. Says the Gemara, if you'd give him a dalaf on top. Rabboin b'chir bo k'mir zeiru. Rabboin b'chir asked Ruzeiru. V'ein odom oichel achas b'shus hakol Potter. Meaning, as Rabbi Chaim points out, we're going to learn later that if you have a sale or a chotzer, is kivya la maaser? It's a machlekes or mirror in Reb Yehuda if it is kivya la maaser or not. Even Reb Yehuda that holds that it's not kivya la maaser, that's only if he eats one by one. But if he eats two at a time, then he is chayav in maaser even according to Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara now understands why he's not chayav in maaser. Because he's eating one by one. So if you're eating one by one, so why chayav in maaser for the guy who's taking 20? So the way the Gemara is asking the question, Gemara first of all is questioning, is this statement correct? A person eats one by one. Isn't he potter according to Reb Yehuda? Amar Lein, he says, yeah, he's potter. Talk about, he didn't eat one by one. He ate two by two. So the way Mitzari, if a filo amali is crazy, so why the one who's filling up and he is eating as much as he can? There he is potter from Maaser. Isn't that going to be a trade? Meaning the Gemara is saying, you have over here a sale. One is giving to his friend 20, the other one is taking anything he can eat. There's a sale over here. The bowl should be chayav and maaser. Amav Shemoi, ein lechalifin, shlo yiskaven ha'ish hazeh, el ha'ges es liboy sheyichal. So I'll tell you what it is. When a person tells somebody, you take 20, and then you can eat as much as you can, that's not a sale. What kind of exchange is it? He takes 20, and the other one eats as much as he can. Pshat is that one wants to gift his friend. And in order to give a gift to his friend, the friend doesn't want to take a gift. So to make his friend happy and accept the gift, he tells him, you know what, you give me 20 figs from your field. But really, the das of the one giving all you can eat is to give a gift. So that's what Gemara is saying. Lois Kavan, yet the whole Kavan is, Ela Hages Esli B'Sherecho, to make him comfortable to take the gift. So therefore, for the one who's taking as much as he can eat, it's not a sale, it's a gift. And a gift, as we mentioned in the previous daf, we learned from our Mishnah that gift is not Chayav and Maaser. But the one who's taking a 20, he's taking 20 as a sale. The guy wants to eat as much as he can, so he's giving him 20, and he feels he's doing a sale, he's doing a fair trade. So the 20 is coming as a sale. So that's why the one who takes the 20 has to do a Maaser, because Mekach is Chayav and Maaser. But the one who's taking all he can eat, he doesn't do a Maaser because it's a gift. Says the Gemara, seven laket lecho estrim te'eni mishali. Someone tells his friend, go take 20 from the field, 20 figs from me. Oichel kedarkoi, he can eat alright, because for sure there's no maaser if you're taking it out of the field. But then, we're using here the gusar of Chaim, umasrom vadai. When he takes it home, he has to do maaser vadai. For sure there was no maaser done while it's still in the field. But if you tell him, go fill up the basket, we learned before that once you fill up the basket, you're chayvin maaser. So, oichel mehem arai. Before he brought to the house, it's still not kivya la maaser, it's not chayvin maaser. But umeastrin d'maya, according to the Gisa of Reb Chaim. Because once he takes it to the house, the Amoritz knows he's taking it to the house, and we're assuming maybe the Amoritz fixed it. We're not sure. So it's a d'maya, and therefore he has chav al t'maya. Says the Gemara, mitvar emurim ba'amoritz. This is all talk about Amoritz. Aval bechover, chover means someone who keeps the halachos of Rabbanim. Oichel ve'inu tzich la'aser divi Rebbe. So then he eats, doesn't have to do maaser for sure. His friend was maaser for him. It's not a suffix, it's not a Amoritz, we're not sure. It's a chaver. The chaver for sure did maaser. And that's what Rebbe holds. Shuvin gamliloim merba medzer emurim ba'amoritz. The opposite. Amoritz, then you have a chashashas, maybe did maaser. Aval chaver metaknin vada. But if the guy is giving it as a chaver, so then the one who's taking it for sure needs to do maaser. Shalonich shidu chaveyim litrov shalim in amokov. Because we're not a chaver will not do maaser if it's not nearby. There's another rule in Yichus Maaser. We mentioned it also in Masechet Shumas. That the ideal way to do Trumas and Maasers is to do them one next to each other, when they're close to each other. So you're saying what? That maybe this guy took his fruits to home, and the original owner did a ma'aser on them. That means he didn't do it close by. We're not assuming that a chaver who keeps the din of the rabbanon did such a thing. So we have in Machlokes Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel, which assumption is stronger? Do we assume that a chaver will not allow fruits leaving his house to be unfixed? Or do we assume a chaver will not fix something which is not close by? Says the Gemara David Gimel on base. Amar Rebbe, Rayan is Dvarai Midivrei Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel. I hold, I'm correct with Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel. Mutar Shisrei Mushlim Namukav. It's better for the chaver to be over this called small avero of taking truma or meiser from something which is not in close proximity. Not to cause an amaretz to eat tevel, because he knows the guy's taking from him. He's probably not going to do meiser, and he's going to eat tevel. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Zehirim, Divrei Shteihem, according to Rebbe, according to Shmuel Gamliel, we shall learn that what? Afilu chaver sheshilech lechaver tzich laaser. If it's a chaver giving to a chaver, everybody agrees that the second guy needs to do a meiser. Why? So the Gemara explains. The Chaverim wanted to say, the Kurta Madama that says the Chaverim don't do Trumo for something which is not in close proximity, even for Amoritz. So of course, the guy takes it, knows that his friend who's a Chaver will not do Maisa. That's clear. And according to Madama that says that they're going to do Trumo Shlomo Nukov. Why? Not to give feed Amoritz, won't do Maisa Tevel, Zeh Chaver. But then here he's giving to a Chaver. I mean, the Gemara is explained. Are we talking about who's the owner? Is the owner Amoritz or the owner is a Chaver? So you say, if the owner is a Chaver, you have a Machlekes, did he do Maisa or not? But only the owner is a Chaver giving to Amoritz. But the owner is a Chaver is giving to a Chaver, everybody will agree that he's not going to do Maisa, Shalom and Amukov. So the Gemara, you're in a boy, you're going to have a problem with this whole thing. Hochat Avidli, Ho Chaver, Hachat Avidli Amoritz. If they're discussing a Amoritz he took from a Chaver, so he's coming to ask us questions? Are we talking about, comes this person who took from the Chaver, says, should I do Maaser or not? So Amachlokes is Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel, does Maaser or not? Who's the guy asking? You want to tell me he's an Amoritz? He's an Amoritz, he's coming to ask questions? Do you treat him like a Chaver? Treat him like an Amoritz? So the Mormon of Yehisi, kan Amoritz, really it's an Amoritz, el b'shvil echot shum yisakir unikar Chaver. Meaning, in the Amoritz group, as we always learn, as we always mention, it's not that all of them don't do Maaser. We assume that most of them do Maaser. So this person who's coming to ask the question, we treat him as a chaver because he's coming to really, he wants to do the right thing. He's coming to the Rabbanon, says, Rabbanon, what should I do? I want to do the right thing. Should I assume that the chaver did ma'aser or not? So here comes Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel and they say like this, the chaver knows this person is Amoritz. And therefore he doesn't know this guy wants to do the right thing. So he's going to assume that he's not doing the ma'aser. Will he do ma'aser for him or not? Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, do we say that the Tamichoch and the Chaver who's giving to Amoritz will do Maaser even though it's Shalom and Amukav, even though it's not close proximity? Or is he not going to do it because it's not close proximity? Because the person who's giving the fruits is giving it to someone who's titled Amoritz. Why is he coming to ask the question? Because he's one of the Amoritz, he's trying to do the right thing. So that's what one concludes and says. It's really an Amoritz. But Bishvil Echot Shemisakir, because he's the one individual, one of the Amoritz that does want to do the right thing, Hunikra Chaver, we treat him as a Chaver, so we give him halachas and discussions, what should he do? And with this we conclude, Yerushalmi Ma'aser, Daf Yud Gimel.